This is Gulf Coast Live. I'm Mike Canary. Later this hour, Julie Glenn talks with an FGCU professor who's written a book called School Counselor Side Hustle, advising educators and school counselors on ways to make the most of summer break and off hours. But first, last Friday, Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation that establishes three regional task forces to study what are called multi-use corridors of regional economic significance programs within the Florida Department of Transportation. The legislation essentially looks to build three new toll highways in Florida. It's considered the most significant infrastructure project here in the Sunshine State since the mid-1950s. Advocates say the new roads will spur economic activity in rural areas and ease congestion on existing roads, at least in certain parts of the state, as well as help with a hurricane evacuation. It also includes investment in broadband, water, and sewer systems along with the road construction. But critics of the legislation, including scores of environmental groups, say it's going to set into motion the destruction of much of Florida's remaining natural and rural areas and that it won't address the state's most pressing transportation needs. But the details are far from worked out, and even its strongest advocates say they're not exactly sure what it will do. That's where the three regional task forces will come into play. Joining me now to learn more is Frank Jackalone. He's the Sierra Club's Florida chapter director. Frank, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike. Glad to be here this morning.
And as always, we invite you to join our conversation. The number to call is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, you can find us at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So, Frank, were you surprised when Governor DeSantis signed this legislation on Friday?
I wasn't surprised because, you know, he was getting a lot of pressure from the Senate President, Bill Galvano, who was the main sponsor of this bill. Galvano had used every means at his disposal to get the Senate to approve this bill and then the Florida House of Representatives. He basically held funding over their heads for their pet projects back home, and he horse-traded with the House of Representatives to, you know, get bills that the House Speaker wanted in exchange for bills that he wanted. So here you've got a new governor coming in, and the Senate President, who is a member of his own party, is lobbying him very, very hard to sign the bill that he wants the most. So I was not surprised that politics would triumph over good policy.
Has this or something like this been proposed in previous sessions? I'm not sure I recall the expansion of toll roads as being something that's been fought for.
Well, so this is a very unusual step for the legislature suddenly to pass a bill adopting three toll roads, not just one, but three, without a recommendation from the Florida Department of Transportation. In fact, the last time FDOT took a look at this back in 2016, they recommended that a better approach was to expand the vehicle capacity of the current interstates and the connecting highways rather than building new toll roads in these areas. So here, you know, virtually the FDOT was not consulted, and the state of Georgia wasn't told about it at all.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. I saw Carl Hyson's op-ed over the weekend where the North Florida corridor goes up to the Georgia line and then basically stops, and the Florida Department or the Georgia Department of Transportation people weren't even aware that it was being considered. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. Hyson also cited the director of the Thomas County Public Works Department. Now, Thomas County is just on the other side of the Florida-Georgia border from Jefferson County in Florida. And the director of Public Works there said, quote, apparently somebody just made something up, I guess. I don't think anything would warrant a toll road through there, through this area. So, you know, Georgia doesn't want it, so why are you building a toll road right to the Florida-Georgia border? You know, if hurricane evacuation was a reason, you're emptying people out right at the border and they have no place to go. It's really a crazy idea.
Hmm. Are you aware of any studies that were done to find out whether these roads were necessary? It seemed from my reading that there wasn't any actual like data used.
Well, there wasn't data used. There wasn't positive data used. So the Department of Economic Opportunity has been studying new growth corridors for the last 8 years. If you remember when Governor Scott was first elected, he then abolished the Department of Community Affairs, which was in charge of growth management in the state, and he created something called the Department of Economic Opportunity. Now, they looked at five corridors throughout the state, including these two. But over that eight-year period, they never got to the point to recommend that these toll roads be built. And when FDOT took a look at it just 3 years ago, they said, no, don't do that. Improve the current roads. So there is no data because the studies that were done were dead ends themselves, and they concluded this is not worthwhile.
So the thing that you've referred to a couple times from the Florida Department of Transportation, is that the I-75 Relief Task Force?
That's one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk a little bit about these three roads. So the north one we just referred to, it's the Northern Turnpike Connector. It's the northern terminus of the Florida Turnpike, northwest of the Suncoast Parkway. And then there's the Suncoast Connector, which is Citrus County to Jefferson County. And then the one that we're most interested down here is the Southwest Central Florida Connector. It's Collier County, like Naples, to Polk County, which is up like near Tampa or Lakeland, right?
Right. So let me point that one out for a second. This one formerly was known as the Heartland Parkway. The Heartland Parkway was proposed when Governor Jeb Bush was in office. And people started talking about it. We understood it was going through ranch lands that were also environmental treasures. And when Charlie Crist became governor, he put that plan on the shelf. He said, no, the Heartland Parkway is not a good idea. So that it's kind of lingered there until now. And, you know, we still think the same problems exist with that Heartland Parkway as with this corridor, which is exactly the same, that would go between, you know, as you said, the Lakeland area, just south of I-4, and then connect all the way down to Collier County.
I guess from looking at the map, it looks like it would kind of be between Highway 17 and Highway 27. And would it be fair to say that that's pretty much straight through what's left of Florida panther habitat in southwest Florida?
That's right. So, you know, the Collier County is being developed in a big way now by Collier Enterprises and in a massive development proposal. And to compensate for that, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Commission and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has now looked at redesignating land north of the Coosawhatchie River as Florida panther habitat. But you are now talking about putting a highway right in the middle of this new Florida panther habitat. And with the highway comes sprawl and development. And that will destroy the panther habitat. You know, we've got somewhere between 100 to 200 panthers left at this point. About 40 to 50 of them get killed every year, a combination of roadkill and aggression between panthers, you know, who are competing for the same habitat. If you add tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of homes and cars in that area of the state, plus the expansion that is taking place in Collier County, there will be no place for the panther to go. And that death toll will increase dramatically to the point where the panther will be, reach its last stage of existence. We're convinced you build that highway, the panther is going to disappear from the state of Florida within a few decades.
You know, it just occurred to me as you were out, you know, laying that out, I was imagining this area. And do you have, as you followed this, is there any plan as to where this will go across the Coosawhatchie River?
There is not. So there is a zone where it would go. So you can look at a map, and that zone might be 50 miles wide.
So it would be an entirely new bridge, though, basically.
Right. There would need to be a new bridge. And you're going to have... you know, the task force is not deciding whether or not the road is necessary. They're being instructed to come up with the path of the road and what's needed for the road. And they're mandated to make it a toll road. I'm going to point out somebody from the Fort Myers area, Matt Caldwell, who former Republican state representative, who wrote an op-ed during this fight this year saying instead of building new toll roads, you should be redeveloping the existing roads, you know, 17, N27 should be redeveloped instead of building a new toll road between the two of them. And I could see that. That makes sense. This bill does not give those alternatives an opportunity to be heard.
So these
it was rushed through without thinking it out.
So it kicks off with these three task forces. They're made up of representatives of appropriate state agencies, water management districts, local governments, metropolitan planning organizations, regional planning councils, and as well as conservation, community, and environmental organizations. So presumably you're going to have a seat at that table as it moves forward?
Oh, I doubt it. I mean, they listed several organizations that the Florida Department of Transportation will choose from. We've been allowed voice against a proposal, and I'm very doubtful that Sierra Club will be chosen to be on that task force. I think they're going to look for groups that will try to mitigate the harms of these toll roads rather than organizations that say go back to the drawing board.
The governor's signing statement says, quote, while these corridors are to address rural infrastructure needs across the state, the corridor task forces will stress collaboration and will be modeled after the Wekiva Parkway, State Road 29, which created much-needed regional road infrastructure while helping to protect the natural resources surrounding the Wekiva River, end quote. Can you tell me a little bit about that? I am not familiar with what that is. I know it's north of Orlando.
No, we didn't like the Wekiva Parkway, and we fought it, but it's a different scale than these two roads. These two roads combined are 320 miles long. They go through, the Heartland Parkway goes through the center of the state in the most rural part of Florida, and the Suncoast Parkway will extend north through what's called the Nature Coast area of Florida. So you're talking about something not encircling an existing urban area, but things going through completely undeveloped areas that are intended for no other reason to promote massive growth in those areas.
If you're just joining the show today, I'm talking with Frank Jackalone. He's the Florida Chapter Director of the Sierra Club. We're discussing what's called the Multi-Use Corridors of Regional Economic Significance, or MCORS, programs. They were set into motion on Friday when Governor Ron DeSantis signed legislation authorizing Florida's biggest highway expansion since the mid-1950s. If you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, give us a call now at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. You can ask a question or make a comment on Facebook at WGCU Public Media or on Twitter at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So last Thursday I talked, and this was before the governor signed this into law, with Kaylee Tuck. She's a land use and real estate attorney who grew up in Sebring. She lives in Fort Myers now. She still has farming family there. She wrote an op-ed in the News Press supporting the legislation. So I want to play a couple parts of what she had to say about the desperate need for economic stimulus in rural parts of the state.
I know there's a lot of opposition out there with environmentalists and, you know, some people who think that it's just going to be fast growth for Florida. And I want to kind of get the word out there that, yes, Florida's growing quickly, but the rural counties just aren't. So, you know, any kind of economic growth that we can spur in the center of the state is helpful, and I think that people need to keep that in mind.
So what do you have to say about that need for economic stimulus in areas like Sebring and even the smaller areas along 27 or 17?
I think there is a balance between moderate economic growth in those areas that enhances the existing communities like Sebring. I think that has merit. So redevelop U.S. 27 that goes through there instead of building several miles to the west, a new toll road that is going to shift the center of development to more rural lands. And, you know, and let's keep that growth moderate. Instead of planning to bring millions of people to that heartland area, let's have a more modest site. Let's have a modest increase in population. Let's put state money into redeveloping the roads, creating better transit, helping those communities withstand hurricanes and natural disasters. There's a lot that can be done to help those communities to provide infrastructure without then completely shifting development to these new toll roads.
You know, she went on to talk about the task forces that we talked about and sort of the need to strike a balance. Let's hear a little bit more of our conversation now.
Well, I think if you read the bill, you know, looking at the task force, the task force is pretty extensive. You need people from the Department of Environmental Protection. You need people from the Audubon Society. And, you know, that is all called for in the statute. So, you know, after listening to those environmental groups, I've sat in on several meetings with Audubon Society, Sierra Club, et cetera. And, you know, I don't think that they'll let it get out of hand. I think it's a good balance in terms of the task force that will be put in place to do this. In terms of, you know, other opposition, I think that when people hear the words spurring growth in Florida, they get scared because they think Tampa, Orlando, Miami. And, you know, they're right. We might not need more growth in those cities because they're already overcrowded, it's hard to drive, et cetera. But, you know, people forget about the central counties that have essentially 27 to drive on. So, you know, I think that in terms of opposition, I think we need to consider the broader aspects of this project that would have widespread effects.
It sounds like from what you said earlier that what she was saying about, you know, Sierra Club and Audubon being at the table might not necessarily wind up to be the case.
Well, you know, Sierra Club opposed the bill. Audubon remained largely silent on it to try to get some improvements on it. We really have a different mission than Audubon of Florida. Our mission is to stop environmental pollution and growth that would destroy the environment overall, where Audubon's focus is more narrow in terms of protecting birding habitat in the state. So you could see a compromise that could benefit some important birding areas in those rural lands while still bringing in hundreds of thousands of people into new subdivision cities and towns. And Audubon might sign off on that, but Sierra Club would not. You know, there's a bit of a difference there in terms of that. And I think that in terms of the people who live in those communities, yeah, they want to see some improvements made to their existing roads. They want to see some business growth in their existing towns and communities, whether it be Sebring or Lake Placid, Palmdale, you know, going up and down the current corridors. They would not be happy with new toll roads that shifted growth to another part of their region and left those existing towns as ghost towns. Now, you know, someone who's in the real estate industry, however, is going to look at this and say, I can sell homes anywhere. So I think if you are in the business of real estate or development, you know, then there's a profit to be made. But the people who own that little bank, that mom and pop store, in Sebring or these small towns, they're not necessarily going to gain by building this new toll road miles to the west.
Yeah, I was wondering about that because the toll roads are generally ways to try to get past an area faster normally, right?
It depends where the interchange is. So the interchanges are going to be built to connect to each ranch that toll road goes through. The ranchers in those areas see this as a potential gold mine because they can then sell their ranch land to a developer who will build a new town or city right at the interchange of that toll road. So that's what the development is. That then creates sprawl, but it doesn't necessarily benefit the existing communities on 17 or 27.
Let's hear one more bite from Kaylee Tuck. Again, she's a land use and real estate attorney who grew up in Sebring and still has farming family there, but now lives down here in Fort Myers.
If you're all about economic growth, you're going to see this as a good thing. If you're all about the environment, you're going to see this as a bad thing. I think where we need to be is meeting in the middle because, you know, economic growth is going to happen in Florida. It's inevitable. So, you know, we have to find a way to balance how we're going to cope with that with the natural resources that we have here. And you know, I think, you know, this bill is a good balance.
What is your take on this bill being a good balance?
Matt Caldwell had the right idea that we need some economic growth in that area, but that's done by redeveloping the existing corridors, put money into the existing towns and roads instead of building new toll roads that are going to bypass the existing development. So, you know, that is where the right balance is, that allows some economic growth while protecting the environment. This toll roads bill is not at the point of balance. It is at the extreme of fueling incredible sprawl and growth in our last remaining rural areas of the state.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking with Frank Jackalone. He's the Sierra Club's Florida Chapter Director. We're discussing the new highway expansion legislation signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis last Friday, which authorizes the biggest highway expansion in Florida since the mid-50s. We have a few minutes left. If you'd like to ask a question or make a comment, give us a call now at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. So what about the public safety argument with easing north-south congestion in case of something like a hurricane?
Most public safety experts will say stay in your home unless it's a really dangerous category of four or five hurricane and your home can't withstand those winds, or you're in a flood area where it's mandatory evacuation. If you're being told to evacuate, stay local. Go to the evacuation shelter near where you live. And that makes sense because we don't want people clogging up the roads. We don't want them getting stuck on those roads while a hurricane is coming in. We want them to stay close to their home so after the storm has passed, they can quickly get back home and do something to protect their possessions and their household. So I know people after Hurricane Irma who drove all the way from Miami to New Orleans to escape the storm. That's really not a good strategy. You should be staying closer to home, and we should improve the current shelters that we have.
You know, this legislation also includes an element for investment in broadband, water, and sewer systems. A, is that something that always comes along with this kind of project where new roads are there, or B, is that sort of like an incentive for it to be desirable for rural areas?
That actually shows you that this is all about economic growth. The reason why they're putting the infrastructure is so that it will be really easy for developers to connect to the interchanges on the toll roads and to build new homes right away. So that fits into our argument that this is all about profitability for developers and creating sprawl. Now, if you just come up with providing infrastructure and internet broadband services to existing towns like Sebring, along the existing roads and corridors, we're all for it. Let's do something to help those communities out. But this package together is a recipe for sprawl.
We do have one call before we go to break. Let's hear from Jerry in Fort Myers. Jerry, what do you got?
I'm right now driving down Palm Beach Boulevard.
And what would you like to ask?
I'd like to know why all of a sudden there's this tremendous interest by everybody from the Audubon Society down on protecting the rural areas against sprawl development, when for the last 35, 40 years, they haven't said a word as the developers sell off both coasts by the square inch, fill in the wetlands. You know, the cost of the fine for filling in wetlands now is considered the cost of doing business. And why the sudden interest, like they think this is going to stop unless they completely change the laws and don't allow any development in that area by developers that are going to produce the sprawl?
Okay, Jerry, I'm going to go ahead and put you on hold so you can hear the answer off the air because we are about to take a break, but we'll get Frank's take on that. Frank, it seems like he's saying that you guys haven't been worried about inland areas. Is that an accurate characterization from your perspective?
We have fought every one of these toll roads that have been proposed. We have fought development in Palm Beach County, where the caller is calling from, or throughout the state. And we had times we win and times we lose. We won the last time we fought the Heartland Parkway when Governor Crist put it on the shelf. So to say that we haven't been fighting, yeah, it's absolutely been at the top of our priority list, and we've been there every time.
And have you guys been fighting against, you know, coastal expansion as well? It seemed like
absolutely, with the one exception. You know, when Coastal City redevelops and improves the infrastructure and capacity of that city to grow, we're supportive. The city of St. Petersburg, where I'm calling from right now, is building condominiums that are 10, 20, 30 stories high, bringing a lot more people into the city of St. Petersburg. St. Pete is going through a renaissance right now, and it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see that kind of redevelopment taking place in an existing city, and that's what we'd like to see, smart growth.
So just to give everybody a timeline, the results of the analysis from the task forces will be summarized in a report that's to be submitted to the governor and the legislature in October 2020, so that's a year and a bit, a year and a half, I guess. And then to the maximum extent feasible, construction of the projects must begin no later than December 31st, 2022 and be open to traffic no later than December 31st, 2030, so that's the timeline. I guess the Sierra Club is going to be fighting the construction of these roads somehow?
We'll be fighting it in many ways. We will engage with the task forces. We will go and talk to local citizens in areas where we think people will be harmed by putting the new toll roads in. You know, we will go back to the legislature and ask them to make a change to the law. You know, we'll go to court, and ultimately we'll go to the ballot box in November 2020 and hold accountable people who voted for this bill.
All right, that is all the time we have for this part of the show. I want to thank my guest, Frank Jackalone, is Senior Organizing Manager and Florida Chapter Director of the Sierra Club. Frank, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Mike. Okay.
When we return, WGCU's Julie Glenn talks with an FGCU professor who's written a book called School Counselor Side Hustle, advising educators and school counselors on ways to make the most of summer break and off hours. I'm Mike Canary. You're listening to Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.